It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Boy, for all you Gator fans out there, what kind of year is Florida going to have? Because I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93 FM, the home of the Gators and the Jags. We come at you each and every Saturday, and we always appreciate you tuning in with us, spending a little time with us on your hopefully relaxing Saturday afternoon. Several ways to get in contact with the Mark Lloyd Show. Hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. You can visit the website, MarkLloydShow.com, and also our Facebook page. Just type in the Mark Lloyd Show. The crew's here in the house. Seminole Bill over there. Seminole, how's it going?
Going great.
Yeah? You getting excited? Lots of NFL and college football action kind of going on right now?
Ready for it, man. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. And Eric is recovering from a late Friday night out partying until about 3 in the morning. But he's here. That's all that matters, right, Eric?
Yes, sir.
There you go. You know? And we'll do a water segment later, but Eric's not participating in that, I hear, today. It's more of a Powerade situation to get his electrolytes back up due to dehydration for some unknown reason of lots of beverages one consumes to 3 o'clock in the morning. But it's all good. It doesn't matter. We're having a good time today here on Freedom 93 FM. A lot of stuff to get to, folks. Huh? How great is it? It seems like every day there's some kind of football action going on. We had all the preseason action that took place last week, preseason games this week, today, college football scrimmages, so lots of news and notes that are constantly flowing towards us, and we're just getting more and more educated and drawing more and more opinions about what's going to happen this upcoming college and NFL season. And by the way, folks, remember, last week, Seminole Bill and myself, we did our NFC predictions on who's going to make the playoffs, right? And then who's going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. I have San Fran, Bill, Seminole Bill. You had
the Seahawks.
The Seahawks making a repeat trip, possibly a repeat performance. We haven't got to that part yet. Today we're going to go over our AFC predictions. The division winners, the wild card games, and then who's going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. And you know what, folks? You guys gave us a lot of your predictions last week, too. You sent us via Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show, so we appreciate all your predictions. And we kind of keep them stored, right, Seminole Bill?
Yeah, we got them going.
Yeah, so we can maybe make fun of some people or praise some people down the road because we know that's exactly what our audience will be doing to us based on how our predictions went. And you know, I want to talk a little bit about some of the preseason games, Bill, in the NFL, and just some news and notes kind of from them, you know what I mean? Just some observations, I guess, you and I had that I wanted to share with everybody, see if everybody's on the same page, or maybe I'm not seeing something. And also, if there's somebody out there that you're saying, listen, Mark, I'm telling you, brother, you haven't mentioned him, but this guy is going to be a superstar. Maybe you've been following him really closely. I'm always looking for other opinions on some maybe long shots that might make the team, or just someone that's looking extremely good in camp. But before we get to anything else, Bill, Seminole Bill, Florida State alumni, let me tell you something. All you Seminole fans out there, it's a great time to be a Florida State fan. And here's why. Not because they just won the national championship. Because you're relevant. Because you're relevant. And what I mean by that is, for 8 years, 9 years, nobody really cared anymore. It didn't matter if you had an off-the-field incident. It just didn't matter because you had no chance of winning a national championship. Nobody cares if you won the ACC. It just, you were irrelevant. And there's nothing more depressing if you're a Seminole fan was during that time because you went from being the school for what, 15 straight years? 15 straight years when people mentioned the upcoming college football season, Florida State was mentioned during the late 80s, all through the 90s, and then Winky brings in the new year, 1999, 2000, whatever you want to call it, with a national championship over Virginia Tech. So you're relevant that whole time. And then you even got a little play after that for a few years based on past performances, but not based on what you were doing on the football field. And then you went in this lull where nobody really cared. And that's a tough one. My brother's a Florida State alumni too. Actually, how ironic, roomed with Seminole Bill over there when they were here in the 80s slash 90s. Okay. But it was a very, for all you Seminole fans, it was a very depressing time. But now here you go again. Jimbo Fisher has brought prestige, has brought excitement, and has brought another national championship to the Tallahassee area. And so this past week and this past year, it's going to be relevant again, and there's going to be off-the-field incidents. There always has been, even when it was during a depressing time, but nobody cared about them because you were not jeopardizing. You're not one of the teams that had a chance to win a national championship. But now anything you do, the nation goes crazy over. And this past week, it was just a prime example of how the Florida State football team talent, how good they are. Because when people talk about what teams are going to be playing for the national championship, what teams are going to make the first ever college football playoffs, when any of that gets discussed, Florida State is involved in that conversation. Preseason, number one, et cetera, et cetera. We all know that. But if you ever hear anything, there's never any criticism over, well, you know, they got to really worry about replacing this. Or, you know, there's a strong weakness. Or there's major concern. You don't hear any of that. So when that's the case, all the haters out there, what do? They look for anything to hang their hat on. To say, aha, that's why Florida State will not repeat as a national championship. Because Jameis Winston got in trouble taking crab legs from a Publix or whatever grocery store it was. That's what they bring up. Or because they did at Media Day a hashtag Ask Jameis and it went crazy. This is what people bring up of why the pressure's getting to them. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, that's it. I mean, and there's national radio hosts that I know when you're driving around and you know, you hear that and I'm going, wow, you are straight. And it's mainly, you know, you reach deep into the SEC country and that's what it is. It's them grasping for straws. And then you have the Jalen Ramsey episode this past week with Jimbo Fisher. And do we have time to get to that, or do we got to go to break and then we come back and get it on the other side?
Yeah, we better wait for the break.
Okay, so we're going to go to break, but when we come back, for those of you who haven't heard, you know, with the Jalen Ramsey getting kicked off out of practice one day, and then Jimbo Fisher had his comments, you know, about what happened, and then his comments about why he's back at practice. We'll play that cut when we come back right here on the Mark Lloyd Show, Freedom 93 FM, the home of the Gators and the Jaguars. Thanks for spending your Saturday afternoon with us right here. We're coming back in just a minute. What up, Manly? All right.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7EVENT-1, 877-7EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93 FM, home of the Gators and the Jags all season long. We come at you each and every Saturday. Little Marilyn Manson remix of Personal Jesus, who originally was done by Seminole Bill.
Oh,
that's weak. Eric? Oh, my gosh.
Folks,
that's extremely disappointing. Extremely disappointing. By the Depeche Mode. Come on.
Should have known that one.
Yes, of course you should have known that
one.
I like
Depeche Mode.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, whatever. We're not going to hold that against you guys. You can hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. Also, visit the website marklloydshow.com. That's with a C and one L. M-A-R-C-L-O-Y-D. Because we got some questions saying, hey, I'm punching an M-A-R-K. Yeah. So it's M-A-R-C-L-O-Y-D. And also our Facebook page. So you can post your comments there. And we're always bantering back and forth with you via those social media channels. Okay, before we went to break, I want to play a clip. Well, I was talking about how people are now just grasping for straws. It's never a criticism of Florida State's talent on the field of why they won't repeat as a national champion or why they will not be in the first ever playoffs. It's always, let's just say, because of a hashtag thing at Media Day that went awry. I mean, are you kidding me? Let's talk about Jamison seriously? That's what we're looking at? And then the whole Jalen Ramsey. Oh, my gosh, it's chaos in Tallahassee. They're succumbing to the pressure of being the defending national champions. Last week, for those of you that have been under a rock here in Tallahassee, Jalen Ramsey, their star defensive back, preseason All-American, true sophomore, five-star kid, fantastic player. And he got kicked out of practice because he was just too aggressive. He shouldn't have hit Carlos Williams, who fell into Jameis Winston, and Jimbo Fisher hated it and didn't like it, and they got in a screaming match, and he threw Ramsey out of the practice. My brother, he's always quick to go 0-60 on the panic button. We can't afford to lose him. I was like, Kennel, they got in an argument. I mean, you know, Jimbo said if he has to learn to listen and to be a part of the team. I'm thinking, okay, and we're panicking over that. Why? Big deal. All right, so Ramsey comes back to practice. Here's Jimbo Fisher. Play it, Bill.
Oh, yes. Had an excellent practice. We had a great talk. Jalen, listen, I get upset. I'm emotional, too. But listen, Jalen does, too. Jalen's as good a football player as we got. One of the best ones I've ever been around in the secondary. Can play nickel, can play dime, can play safety, can play corner. He's a phenomenal player. And the big thing, he's a leader on our team. He's a great kid. He's intelligent. He's smart. He had an emotional thing. He got upset. I got upset. That's ball. We move on. The kid is a great kid. And he's a leader on our team. He's on our unity council. And he had a great practice today.
There you go. I mean, enough said. Seminole Bill, I mean, were you ever once – first of all, do you agree with me on this whole assessment of Florida State and the nation and how they look at
yes.
the Seminoles right now?
You know, you hit it – just with your brother, he I always get the tweets, he hits me up all the time with these text messages. I'm like, settle down. This is normal. I mean, even when I played ball at the other level, this happened all the time. Those fights, those squabbles, that's actually good. It builds camaraderie when you go through some of them tough practices and something stupid happens and, you know, you kind of rally around each other one side or the other.
But as a Seminole fan, and all your isn't that good to be relevant again?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know what? I don't see the nation in an uproar, the way they were over Jalen Ramsey, over Miles Jack getting kicked out of practice, the UCLA superstar freshman last year, the running back or linebacker that started playing running back. Jim Mora, he threw him out of practice too.
Sure.
Big deal.
That don't matter.
There's a difference between he got in trouble with the law and getting in a fight in a screaming match at practice.
Happens all the time.
It really does. So, Seminole fans, pump the brakes and be happy that's what everybody's talking about why you possibly will not make it back to the national championship because of succumbing to the pressure, which is a joke. All right, Seminole Bill, we got to get to our AFC predictions. But, all right, let's just talk a few about what we watched on some of the games. I know it was only a couple preseason games, but, you know, I'm a firm believer sometimes in you could really watch something and see somebody – you know, that has talent, whether they had one catch or 40 catches in a preseason game. You can sometimes see the players out there that says, you know what? He looks like he belongs. That's a good word. You know, he looks like he belongs out there. And, of course, all the hype in the world, and I forgot to look at what the TV rating was for the Cleveland Browns with Johnny Manziel's first game. But I have to admit, I was pumped. I couldn't wait to watch it.
Right.
I was thrilled to watch it. It was appointment-setting TV. We discussed that the other week. When Manziel came into the game, everybody was waiting. And it was so funny because the stadium remained, all the fans remained, even though it was a game on the road. And the minute Manziel went out of the game, everybody left.
Right.
I mean, so how did Manziel play? You know what? From my eye, and then I lean on past NFL quarterbacks. Because let's be honest, folks, they played the game. They've been at that level. So I take what they say and I go, okay. I form my own opinion, but I do listen to a lot of different ex-NFL players and their opinions. I think that's just the smart thing to do, is at least digest what they have to say, then form your own opinion, which is what I always do. And I thought Manziel did fine, you know? I think, obviously, we all know what his deficiencies are going to be. That means if he gets popped, he's you know, he's a small dude. He looked like it was me running around out there. I'm not kidding you. I was looking and going, wow, I cannot believe that you look that small. He looked like Doug Flutie.
Yeah, he
is exactly
really
what he looked like. Yeah. But he also had that there's just a cockiness to him. You know, even the way he walks back to the huddle and the way he struts. And he made some plays. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not an SEC fan. I'm not a Texas A&M fan at all. But I was glad to see Johnny Manziel do good. Do well, I guess I should say. That's the proper grammar. And Hoyer looked okay, too. You know, so they got a real battle going on in everything. But another guy that came out, here's one of those diamonds in the rough. Terrence West, the running back, looked fantastic. He looked like he belonged. He's not going to be a dynamic Adrian Peterson, but he looks like he's a 1,000-yard back possibly for the Cleveland Browns. All right, another game real quick. The Skins, the Washington Redskins. One of the things I noticed, listen, the guy was a superstar coming out of high school. I followed recruiting very closely. Leche Sheestrong, who went to, committed to Oregon. All kinds of funny business going on there. Transferred to Baylor. Was a superstar at Baylor. Now he plays for the Skins. He had an outstanding game. I'm telling you, he's a running back. Now, for your Seminole fans, that's not good news because Chris Thompson's still on the game, on the team.
Right.
And you got to watch. Hopefully, Sheestrong doesn't take his place. Let's go through this quicker. For the Colts, here's a guy that I think will finally make an impact in the second season, and that's Darrick Rogers. You know, he's the guy that got in trouble at Tennessee, then I think he went to Tennessee State or something like that. He was a rookie last year. He only caught a ball, but he's that big play ability that Andrew Luck needs there in Indianapolis. They need the offensive line to protect Luck, but he's a big play guy. For the Jets, Chris Johnson looked like a different guy. He really did, running for the Jets. Outstanding running back formerly of the Titans, now playing for the Jets. He's having a very good camp. He's showing that speed, but I think that little fire has been lit again. I know I'm going through this quick, Seminole Bill. So, and if you want to chime in, chime in. You know me. I like to talk. I'll tell you one thing that was interesting. Was the Niners game against your Ravens. I'm just kidding, not your Ravens. But the Niners game is that Jim Harbaugh, he said it after the game. He said that, you know what, they got pushed around. Now, I know it's a preseason game and people could say, you know, Mark, pump the brakes. But – I just have never even seen in a preseason game the Niners. The Niners are the bullies. They just do not get pushed around, period.
Very physical.
Yeah, very physical, loaded with talent. But they really got pushed around, and I don't know. It was just kind of different, you know. How about in Kansas City, speed kills, right?
Yeah.
Black Mamba, DeAnthony Thomas out of University of Oregon, right, out of California, just lit it up, man. And sometimes – if you're small, but you got to be fast. If you're too tiny to play in the NFL, everybody's fast, but then there's the guys that are extra fast. Elite, sprinter, fast. The guys that will make a living in the NFL just because of that, and that's Thomas. That kickoff return or punt return, whatever it was, I can't remember. He was just, he looked like everybody else was running in mud, and he was just sprinting down the sideline. He reminded me of when he returned it against Auburn, right?
Yeah, that's right.
In the national championship game.
Number 7.
All right, for you Seminole fans out there, how about the rave reviews about Kelvin Benjamin right now? Is that good news or what?
That catch he made, I don't know if you caught it, but
yes,
very much resembled a catch by a former Seminole, Peter Warwick, where he got kind of fallen down and made that great catch against Virginia Tech.
Yes, of
course.
Same
type of catch.
Yes.
Yeah, great catch.
So, but even more... Even what's really nice is that you're hearing, you know, one of the knock on Benjamin here was, you know, he just wasn't into it, you know, a little lazy attitude, all the talent in the world, et cetera, et cetera. It's good to see that with the Panthers right now that he's not being perceived that he's building, Bill, a reputation early on as the exact opposite.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Instead of building it the other way. All right. We're the home of the Jaguars here. Folks, the guy that looked like he just belonged was Blake Bortles. It's a preseason game, but still, folks, you have to think of this. It's your first game. in the NFL. And he just looked so comfortable back there. And he looked like he was slashed back into college a little bit of, you know, I'm comfortable enough where I'm not so focused on that first. I'm going to run around a little bit. I'm going to take some chances with the ball, even on my first few passes that I've ever thrown. Right. Not chances as in, I don't know what I'm doing, but I have confidence in my arm. I have confidence in my legs. I'm a big, strong guy. I'm going to whip the ball. And that's exactly what he did. And that was awesome. That was really great to see. I'm a UCF alumni, so I was pretty fired up to see Blake Bortles perform well, Bill. And I think, you know, Chad Henne's the quarterback. They're 1-4, 2-6 or something like that. I know we hear Bortles is not – he's coming. He'll be in the game. Yeah, trust me.
Hey, he's a great one, man. I'm telling you, it's just like you said, he's ready to go, smiling, having fun.
Yeah, and I think hopefully the attitude and everything, and that he'll be the complete package for the Jags because they are loaded with talent. The disappointing news so far in Jags camp is Marquise Lee has really been getting criticized, and I didn't see that coming. I'm a big Marquise Lee fan out of USC, Southern Cal. But, you know, I hear he's not running his routes, and he's just kind of being lazy, and that just seemed like that was so not him, and I wonder what's going on there. All right, one more team I wanted to comment on. The Dallas Cowboys. I mean, the team's in shambles, but there's one bright spot. Skandrick just went down. That's not a bright spot. The defensive back, he didn't go down, but he got suspended because of some kind of substance he had in his drink or something. But for you Alabama fans out there, there's good news with Rolando McClain. A lot of people don't know, but he plays for the Cowboys right now. The former top draft pick for the Raiders, outstanding Alabama linebacker, but he was just a mess. Wrong crowd, wrong everything. Bad attitude. Didn't think he was ever going to play again. I think he retired at one point, or he said he was, yeah, or something like that. But he's in Dallas now, and I'm reading all the different camp news and everything, and McClain has been outstanding. The report's coming out saying, you know, he's back. 6'4", 250-something pounds, and the guy's playing like a man out there. And he's the one bright spot right now for a terrible Dallas Cowboy defense. So that's good news. It's, you know what, Bill? It's always good to hear a success story sometimes. You know what I mean?
Nice to hear something good instead of the negative.
Yeah, it really is. And that's why I'm glad we have this platform because we're able to put it out there because so many times the media, we all know that, you know, on TV, violence sells and sex sells and all that garbage. I like reporting some positive stuff. That's what we're about, too. And it's glad that we have the platform to point out something like Rolando McClain. So far, it seems like he's turned around his life. Yeah. And he's realized that and everything. All right, last observation from the preseason games. How much time we have left here?
Just about a minute or so.
Okay, about a minute or so. All right. And then we'll do our predictions in the next. Folks.
All right, man.
There's so much to get into. And listen, we're still working on getting the extra hour. We know you guys want it. We know we need more time. Yeah. It takes time, though. Yeah. You know, you can't just go boom, and we have
crawl
3 or 4 hours.
Before you walk,
that's
walk
right.
Before you
even
run.
Though I like to sprint. I'm never one to crawl. But here's what my friend and I, we're talking about this. And that is, for the life of me, I cannot figure out why there's not a lot of good quarterbacks in NFL. I mean, there's 112 college football teams or more, right?
Yeah.
There's just hundreds of teams. Football is the nation's number one sport. I look at the backups, and it's just a complete disaster. I look at the NFL, and for the life of me, I can't figure out how we have five, six elite quarterbacks, how we have 12 good quarterbacks, and the rest is flipping a coin. That so many times on a Sunday, you look and you go, wow, he's just, I mean, and then the backups come in during this preseason, and they just look god-awful, just terrible. There's very few. Kirk Cousins looks like he should be a starter, okay, the backup to RG3. Other than that, Brandon Whedon, it was just embarrassing. It was just embarrassing. For him, for the Cowboys. Matt Schaub, just embarrassing. Who's the guy? The former Blaine Gabbert, the ex-Jaguar number one pick.
Yeah.
Just absolutely awful. Just awful. And I just do not understand how there's not more decent, not elite, but just good, let's say good quarterbacks in NFL. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do our AFC predictions. Jump on board. Hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. And also visit the website, marklloydshow.com, and Facebook, Mark Lloyd Show. All that coming up right here on Home of the Gators and the Jags, the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93 FM.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Oh! Eric with some old school. Seminole Bill, you love this, don't you? This is Public Enemy.
This is definitely our style.
Public Enemy, Fight the Power. Wow, good stuff. Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93 FM. We come at you each and every Saturday, as most of you know. Hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. We always appreciate your comments, and we want to thank everybody out there for listening and making the show such a tremendous success so fast. Which is very cool. Very cool. We love talking sports and entertainment with you guys each and every Saturday. Also, our Facebook page, Mark Lloyd Show. You can go there as well and on the website, MarkLloydShow.com. All right. Hey, Bill, are you ready for some predictions?
Yeah, let's roll with these AFC boys.
That's right. We did our NFC predictions last week. I have San Francisco making it to the Super Bowl. Seminole Bill has the Seattle Seahawks coming out of the NFC, going to the Super Bowl. Here we go, AFC time. We got to go relatively quick because we're running out of time, and I like to talk. AFC East, let's look at that division first. With the New England Patriots, once again, boy, it's like a broken record. Man, there's a few things that are guaranteed in life.
Yeah.
And one of them is New England, every year it seems to win the NFC East. And I got them winning it again. Bill, Seminole?
I'm with you.
You know, I think that the Patriots are just, once again, They're a strange team to me for this reason. I know that the coach is a defensive coach, Belichick, whatever you want to call him. But I just find it fascinating how they give Tom Brady no help. I really do. Defensive-wise, you have Revis, easily the rookie out of Florida. Also, Vince Wilfork. I think the defense is going to be solid. Mayo devastated last year by injuries. So they're going to be really good. Offensive-wise, it's almost like it's just a challenge for Brady every year. Listen, hey, Tom, this is what we're going to do. Okay, we're going to give you an average running back. Okay, we're going to give you a good offensive line. Not a great, a good offensive line. And then we're going to give you a great tight end that can't stay healthy. And we're going to give you no wide receivers. We're going to give you like five slot wide receivers. That's it. When I can give, I know they got Brandon LaFell that maybe he's going to stretch the field. They gave Tom Brady 1 year. Couple years, right? With, in my opinion, and we'll get into this another day, the greatest wide receiver ever to play in the NFL in Randy Moss. That's my opinion, okay? But they give him an elite wide receiver, and what does he do? He breaks every record with the guy. It was just incredible. And Moss breaks every receiver. You know, that's the only time there, and they're 17-0 going into Super, you know, but they give him no help at all. So I got New England winning it. I think Miami's going to be strong this year. I think they're going to do really well. I think Tannehill's a real deal. Seminole, do you agree with Tannehill?
Yeah, we're the same on that. I think Miami is going to be vastly improved. You know, they're making.
Do you have them making the playoffs?
I've got them as a wild card, yeah.
You got Miami as a wild card, yeah, okay. So Seminole Bell's Miami as a wild card. But, you know, with Hartline catching the football, Landry, the Jarvis Landry, the rookie out of LSU, is looking fantastic so far. So another weapon. You get a new offensive coordinator, Lamar Miller. I think he's a really good running back, even when he was at Miami for the Hurricanes and now playing for the Dolphins. No Sean Marino is there as well, so now you have some depth there. The defense is always good. You know, they're always good. Cameron Wake, you know, so they're pretty solid. I think they're going to be a good team. I think Buffalo and the Jets are going to struggle. I'm hoping Buffalo will do well because of E.J. Manuel and Sammy Watkins and Robert Woods. I like their C.J. Spiller. I like their offense a lot. Defensive-wise, I think they're just going to be okay again. And the Jets, who knows? It's a toss-up. They brought a lot of pieces in. to try to, and Rex Ryan once again is coaching for his job, but I just don't see great things coming out of there with Geno Smith. I think he's just an average quarterback, and I don't know if he's going to. I think I put him right there with the EJ Manuel. You know, it's let's wait and see still. All right, so I have Patriots winning the division. No other teams coming out to make the playoffs, similar bill as the Patriots and the Dolphins. Hit us up on Twitter. What's your predictions for the AFCs at Mark Lloyd Show? AFC North. Cincy, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Cleveland are the teams in the AFC North. I have Cincinnati winning the division, and just because they're so loaded. Yeah. I mean, they really are. That's they're loaded good. With so much talent. And then they go out and they get, you know, another rookie in Denard, the defensive back out of Michigan State that Marvin Lewis said is the best rookie he's ever seen. The guy's outstanding. He always has been. You get Geno Atkins back. You got Carlos Dunlap, the former Gator, still over there. You know, and they always point at Andy Dalton. So once again, the question with the Bengals, Seminole Bill, and for everybody out there, is that can their regular season bleed over into the playoffs? And that hasn't been the case yet. Dalton has sucked in the playoffs, period. There's no other way to look at it. But they're loaded. At running back, Giovanni Bernard, you have Jarvis Green, and then you got Jeremy Hill, the rookie out of LSU, who's just he's a good running back, folks. Yeah, wide receivers. I mean, Seminole. You have Marvin Jones, A.J. Green, your tight ends slash wide receivers in a way. Tyler Eifert. Yep. You know, the second-year player out of Notre Dame, awesome, and Jermaine Grisham. Loaded, am I right?
Yep. You know, they could sit up there and run that spread or whatever they want to run.
Do you have them winning or a wild card? What do you have them doing?
I have them winning.
Okay, you got them winning the division, too.
Division winner.
Okay, yeah. I got them winning also. I got the Steelers coming out as a wild card team.
Thank you.
I know, you're a big Steeler fan. Do you have them as a wild card?
Yes.
Oh, gee.
Go figure.
Twist your arm on that. No. All right. I think the Steelers took a step in the right direction defensive-wise this past draft because they needed to get younger. You know, I don't think their defense is going to be the steel curtain like it used to be. And Troy in the defensive backfield, you know, he's getting older. He thank goodness for his instincts because he just doesn't have the speed. But you get Shazier, the rookie, out of Ohio State, to team up with Timmons, former Florida State player, man-child.
Solid player.
Jarvis Jones, former Gator. Georgia Bulldog, sorry. Another outstanding player. Steven Tuitt, the big old dude out of Notre Dame, who I think is really good also. On the offensive side, I'm telling you, folks, look out for Dre Archer. The dude is he's a short little fast, the fastest guy in the draft. Fastest guy in the draft, Archer. And I think him and Roethlisberger can have some fun. Le'Veon Bell, the second-year player out of Michigan State, can run the ball. So Marcus Wheaton, they're expecting big things, the other wide receiver. I think the Steelers are going to be a wild card team. The Ravens, you know, I just don't know. You know what? I think I'm kind of biased because I never liked the Ravens. I just don't like the Baltimore Ravens. I don't really care for Flacco. Sure as heck don't care for Ray Rice. I know they just took some Seminoles. You know, they got some Seminoles on the team now. I think Timmy went there, right?
Yeah.
Timmy Jernigan.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully he'll do good and everything. But I don't see them. I see them, their struggles continuing like they were last year. Cleveland Browns, I think, are going to be a fun team only because of Johnny Manziel. They're not going to do anything again. But I would love to see him win a few games for him to create some excitement because it's just good for us sports fans.
Yeah.
Am I right?
You know, it'd be fun to see him out there.
You're absolutely right. All right, so out of the AFC North, folks, Cincinnati winning division. Seminole Bill and I both agree on that. And Seminole has the Steelers as a wild card, and so do I. Who's your predictions for the AFC North? Hit us up at Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. All right, AFC South, Seminole Bill. I know we're moving. We're moving quickly here.
Got to have luck. It's Indy all the way on this one.
Okay, Colts winning the division, yeah. I agree. And I think that the key for the Colts, offensive-wise, is you got to keep Luck standing upright, okay? The offensive line really has to play. The offensive line needs to gel, and they need to do a good job because Luck has the weapons around them right now. He has Akeem Nicks. You got Trent Richardson running the ball. Toby Gerhardt's for the Jaguars. Richardson running the ball. You have Reggie Wayne coming back. How will he play, you know, coming off that injury last year? Kobe Fleener, T.Y. Hilton, Derek Rogers. The guy I mentioned earlier. And then on the defensive side, for Florida State fans out there, it's kind of a blessing in disguise. Rasheed Mathis is suspended for four games, so that means Bjorn Warner is going to get the start. So it's a time for him to step up because last year was a disaster. He got injured and he was just irrelevant.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a first-round pick, and he just can't be irrelevant.
No.
You know, you just can't. You got to make an impact. And for NFL teams, they can't afford to miss on a first-round draft pick. I mean, you have to hit on that. Miss on your third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round, you don't miss on your first round. And when you do, it really hurts. It just does, period. So we have both have the Colts winning, right?
Yes.
Okay. Jacksonville. I think they're loaded with talent, man. I don't think this is the year. But I think next year for the Jags, look out, folks.
Yeah.
I think that they, you know, if the coaches coach up the young players that they have and bring the most out of the talent that they have on that team, and it's a shame Blackman can't get his head on straight for Jaguar fans. But with Bortles, if Bortles can be what they think he is and not turn out to be a Blaine Gabbert, you have Toby Gerhardt running the ball this upcoming season. You have Bortles throwing it to Lee, Marquise Lee, if he could get his head on straight. I know I'm throwing a bunch of ifs here. But what I'm talking about is talent, though. Allen Robinson, another rookie, wide receiver, very good. You also have Mercedes Lewis there, Cecil Short. So, you know, they got weapons there. And then the defense is littered with former Florida State players. But still, the defense, I think, will be good.
Yep.
So I think that they're a year and a half away from being a team that you start going, yeah, you know, maybe they could start scaring some people out there. For the Jaguar fans, hopefully this is, you know, this year they could do good. But I'm telling you, if they're 1-5 or 2-6, Blake Bortles will play this year.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think the Titans are the Titans. They're kind of, you know what, the Titans are kind of
middle of the road.
Yeah, they're Switzerland. They're just on the fence. Nobody really cares. You know,
been a while for them.
Yeah, they're literally are just there. Jake Locker's a bust. You know, I just don't think he is what everybody, and I never thought he was. That was a strange draft that year with quarterbacks. They are taking quarterbacks left and right that you're going, really? Huh? I mean, even Christian Ponder going, like, what? Huh? Yeah. You know? And the Texans are going to be god-awful. Their quarterback situation is a complete disaster. Complete disaster in Houston. Their defense will be solid. You feel bad for Andre Johnson. You wish he would have left so he could go and play for a quarterback that could get him the ball. But it's just Tom. I mean, who knows who's going to be the quarterback for the Texans? They're going to be terrible. All right, so out of the AFC South, we have Indianapolis coming out as the winner. No other wild cards, correct, Seminole?
Not for me, no.
Okay, me neither. All right, hit us up on Twitter. Who do you think is going to come out of the AFC South as the division winner? And do you have a wild card team coming out of there? At Mark Lloyd Show on Twitter or on Facebook, Mark Lloyd Show. That's with a C and one L. AFC West, wow. What a competitive division. I mean, it really is. It kind of reminds you of the NFC West. You know, just some good teams, despite Oakland. But San Diego, Denver, and KC, wow, it's tough to get three better teams than that. It really is. And it's hard. It's hard to pick what's going to come out of that division. But I have Denver winning the division. Seminole?
You and I are the same on this. Yeah.
You know, for the Broncos, obviously you got Peyton Manning there. Devastated with injuries last year. They lose Eric Decker, and that's a big deal. Eric Decker is a solid football player. But they're just so loaded. They're loaded offensive-wise with talent. Monte Ball, they lose Knowshon Moreno, but big deal. Monte Ball, Ronnie Hillman, both running the football. Seminole, how about their wide receivers? I mean, it just kills me. You got Demaryius Thomas, superstar. Yeah. Awesome. Julius Thomas, superstar tight end. Well, Wes Welker. Yep. And then they go and draft the kid out of Indiana, Latimer. From everything anybody tells you, looks like he has the makings, especially teaming up with Peyton Manning and undernight guidance. So the offensive-wise, they get Ryan Clady back, you know, who got injured last year on the offensive line. So if they can protect Manning, look out, folks. They're lighting up the scoreboard again. I don't know if he throws 55 touchdowns, but they're going to be really, really good. Defensive-wise, they go out and they get DeMarcus Ware, who, you know, I was just kind of shocked that he was there. I was like, wow. Right. You know, wow. You got DeMarcus Ware. Exactly. He's healthy. He's pumped up. He weighs less. He's fired up to be there in Denver, and he wants to be a part of a winning team after being in mediocrity in Dallas, it seems like forever. You have Roby, the rookie. They drafted out of Ohio State. No more Champ Bailey, okay? But yeah. I don't really think that's a big deal. Von Miller's back. If he could be anything like he used to be. And then they get Akeem Tlaib from New England as another defensive back, another superstar. So they are loaded on defense and offense.
And don't you think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you know what? They kind of proved that, too, against Seattle when Peyton Manning played the whole first quarter.
Right.
They wanted to win that football game. All right. Wild card team. I got San Diego. You don't have any more wild cards.
No, I'm not.
But I got San Diego. similar to Bill and I were talking, brutal schedule for the Chargers, but there's something there. I don't know. I'm fired up for the Chargers this year. Loaded on offense, Rivers throwing the football. Keenan Allen turned out to be a home run pick for them, the rookie out of Cal last year. Antonio Gates, Vincent Brown, Eddie Royal, so a lot of capable. The question is, can Ryan Matthews stay healthy? Because they have that Darren Sproles type guy, not as good, but very good, and Danny Woodhead. They also got Donald Brown from the Colts. So they're loaded. Can Manti Te'o and the defense play up to, you know, their capabilities on the defensive side of the ball? Can the offensive line give Phillip Rivers enough time to spread the ball around? That's who I have coming out as the wild card. KC is kind of like, they're just there, you know. I don't think that they're going to make the playoffs this upcoming season. And also, the Raiders are the Raiders. In mediocrity.
Raiders.
Yeah, they're never going to do anything, it seems. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about what happens in the playoffs in the AFC, and then who comes out and will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. All that coming up next right here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Hit us up at Mark Lloyd Show on Twitter, right here on Freedom 93 FM, the home of the Gators and the Jags. Stay with us, folks.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7EVENT-1, 877-7EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Dude, how do you not love this song? Huh? If you're having a bad day, you better have a smile on your face.
It's
right now.
It's pretty great memories.
Seminole, does it get much better than this? We have the
man.
House of Pain.
This is back in the day when we was actually watching games in the Erector set, man.
There you go. That's right. Talking sports on a Saturday afternoon? Come on. Life is great. Right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93 FM. Home of the Gators and the Jags. Hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show, Facebook Mark Lloyd Show, and our website MarkLloydShow.com. That's with a C and one L, my good friends. Thanks for hanging with us. Now, each and every week, we're going to get to our playoff predictions now for the AFC. And then, similar to Bill, we wanted to talk briefly, because we're not going to have briefly about some of the top non-conference games that are going to take place in college football. Just, it's so much fun. Yeah, and not necessarily give predictions, but just to touch on them real quick about the great matchups. And I love big-time non-conference games in college football. But before we get to any of that, Seminole Bill, it's our duty here on the Mark Lloyd Show is to make everybody healthier out there. We try to give at least one healthy tip every single week. And also, the one thing we learned from Austin Idol, the former pro wrestler, that he is now 60, 70 years old, something like that.
Never
in fantastic shape. It's always about drinking water, folks. You got to drink water, at least a gallon a day. Or go over 100 ounces every day. Someone to Bill, what are you at right now?
Man, I've done chugged the two big jumbos here, so I'm close to up around 38 ounces already.
38 ounces,
yeah,
okay.
We're rolling
them all. Eric, you're disappointing, I know, but go ahead and tell us.
I'm still recovering, so I got my Powerade here, 32 ounces.
32 ounces of sugar. And electrolytes. I like that. No water, but that's it. You know, he's young.
Electrolytes.
You know, at 20. How old are you, Eric? 21?
I'm 18. You know, no, I'm kidding.
I'm 20. I was going to say, I didn't know.
25.
You. Okay, 25. God almighty, he looks young. You stick with the acting, man. You could play like when you're 40, you could play a 20-year-old still. So that's a good thing. You know what, guys? I put you to shame every week. Both of you guys don't even add up. You're not even close to. I'm at 63 ounces already. Well, 63 ounces of water today. That means I'm on track. I'm on track every – folks, drink lots of water. But here's our tip, Seminole. Ready? I saw a special one time on – I think they were called centurions. How do you say that?
Centurions?
Yeah, you know, people that are 100 years old or older. Right. Over 100 years old, sorry. And they were talking to them, and one of the things they had in common, they all had their different reasons why, but the one thing that they had in common, and I'm a firm believer in this, was having a smile on your face and laughing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really. Now, there's a science behind it. You know, when, you know, they say, you know, laughing not only eases stress, it promotes, you know, social bonding and lowers blood pressure. It also may boost your immune system. So always bring some humor into your life.
Yeah.
Put a smile on your face, you know, and just laugh. And it was really interesting. So that, you might go, well, that's kind of a weird health tip, but it is a health tip. You know, it makes you feel better. And so do that, folks. Do that for Seminole Bill and the Mark Lloyd Show.
You know that the great coach from North Carolina State that they now, you know, had the big cancer research on for said that that was one of the three things he told his guys to do every day.
Laugh.
Laugh was one of them, yeah.
Very good.
Moved to laughter.
Firm believer in that. All right, now, let's talk some AFC playoff picture, folks. We already gave you our wild cards and our division winners. Round one, wild card round. I have San Diego at Cincinnati and Pittsburgh at the Colts. San Diego at Cincinnati, Pittsburgh at the Colts, and I have San Diego knocking off the Bengals and Pittsburgh knocking off the Colts. So I have both road teams winning in the first round. Seminole.
No. I've got to disagree. I've got Miami at Cincy.
Miami at Cincy.
And then I've got Pittsburgh at Denver.
Okay, and who wins?
Well, I've got Cincy going through.
So you got Cincy knocking off the Dolphins.
Yep, they're going to beat the Dolphins. And then I've got, unfortunately, Denver beating my Steelers.
So you got both home teams winning.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Round two, here we go. I have San Diego now, winner of round one, at New England, and I have Pittsburgh at Denver. I have San Diego knocking off the Patriots in Foxborough and advancing to the AFC Championship game. And I have Pittsburgh losing to the Denver Broncos. They will not go to Mile High Stadium and win. So my AFC Championship matchup is San Diego at Denver. Seminole.
Well, Cincinnati goes in and gets, unfortunately, wiped by the Pats. And then
you've got New England winning.
You got New England going. Yeah,
Andy Dalton, another great performance, probably.
Yeah, they're just so consistent, man. They don't let up. And Denver goes in there, and believe it or not, I've got Indy.
Indy knocking off Denver. Yeah,
the luck.
Okay. All right. Nothing right. Hey, that's perfect. So your AFC Championship game is
New England versus Indianapolis.
New England at the Colts.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. I have San Diego at Denver. I have Denver winning. I have Denver going to the Super Bowl for the second straight year, taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Who do you have winning your AFC Championship game, Bill?
The luck has it.
How about that? The Colts making it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's their time.
God, I wonder what Vegas odds are on that. Maybe we could look that up.
We need to look that.
Yeah, we got to find
that. Your brother
that.
Would know.
Yeah, that's true. That's for sure. So you have the Colts at... Oh, I mean, the Colts versus Seattle, yeah, not Seattle. At anybody. Yeah. The Colts versus Seattle. I have Denver versus San Francisco. Folks, who's your AFC playoff picture, what's it look like? What's it turn out to be? And who do you have making the Super Bowl out of the AFC? Hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. Next week, we'll tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl, Seminole Bill and I. Okay. And next week, Seminole, we have to break down furthermore our college football playoffs.
Yeah.
We have to tell who's the four teams that's going to get in and predict it before the season gets started. Is that okay?
Right, sounds good.
Can you handle that?
I can do it.
Good deal. So we did our fitness tip, which is awesome. We just gave you our AFC predictions. And now we have enough time. I love to talk me some non-conference, big-time college football games. It's, you know what, one thing, Seminole, to me it's always cool when I see two teams out there that normally don't play each other. I just like the way the uniforms look. You know, I mean, really. Like, even it's just like when, who was it? When Oregon was playing Tennessee, it's just neat looking.
Yeah.
When Alabama was playing Virginia Tech.
Cool.
You know, when Florida State played Oklahoma, I love the way that looks. It's just a really neat, it's so awesome for us college football fans to see big-time non-conference games. And the great news is we get started, you know, right away.
Yeah.
Right away. Michigan State at Oregon, September 6th. The Big Ten playing the Pac-12. And the best part about it is Michigan State brings the defense and Big Ten football up against Oregon early on, and Oregon has always struggled against the physicality, right?
Yeah.
A la Stanford.
Yeah, they do.
But is that not just a great opening game? And I tip my hat. And for all you Gator fans out there, sometimes you just got to be ashamed of your school that you never play anybody out of your conference. Never anybody good. It just doesn't happen. You play Florida State and that's it. You don't even play out of the Southeast. You play nobody and you always blame it on how tough the SEC is. And Bill, which leads me to this next point. The other game that I'm so pumped about takes place August 30th in Houston, Wisconsin versus LSU. So there you go, Gator fans. What's your excuse now?
It's going to be a fun game.
I guess your schedule's more difficult than LSU. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a lamest excuse that the Gators never play anybody outside of their conference. It's just a shame. But you got a team like LSU that has the gonads to go and say, we'll take you on. Let's go play on a neutral site. Let's bring the Big Ten down with Melvin Gordon, huh? Going up against LSU. Leonard Fournette going up against the Wisconsin defense. Those two uniforms that we don't have to wait to the bowl games to see it. That's what's great about the bowl games, right?
Yeah.
You know?
But this is going to be fun. I mean, you like to see. I mean, you remember growing up. I mean, heck, we went up there and played Michigan.
Oh, Florida State was all over
amazing.
The place. Absolutely right. And it's still there. You know, Florida State opening up against. And here's the thing about these powerful teams that don't go outside their conference to play other conferences. Thing is, 9 out of 10 times you're going to win. You're going to win anyway. Florida State's taking on Oklahoma State. Okay. It sounds great. Florida State's going to crush them. But it doesn't matter. The point is that they took on another team from a powerful conference.
Talk, man.
Exactly.
No?
And now it's good. It's going to come into play. It's going to come into play when it comes to the playoffs, which is a good thing. So you have Oklahoma State against Florida State, and that's going to look awesome. Those uniforms out there on the football field in Arlington, in Dallas, huh?
Start
kicking off the season August 30th.
Start and finish.
Yes. That is fantastic. So those are three huge opening non-conference games. Now, this one, they usually, you know, they play it, but it's still always awesome to see. And one thing you got to say about Notre Dame, I know they're not kind of affiliated, or now they will be at the ACC in a way when it comes to, you know, football, college football. But Michigan at Notre Dame is going to be a fantastic game again.
Yeah.
It's, you know what, Bill? It's the prestige, and I'm not a fan of either team, but I can't wait to see it. Michigan at Notre Dame. I do not know. Do you know what? I don't know what time that game starts, but it's always awesome late in the game as the sun comes down and they're playing there. Touchdown Jesus is up over there. It's just awesome if you're a college football fan. And now you get Evers Golston back. And for Florida State fans, you'll be interested because Notre Dame comes to Tallahassee this year, which is going to be a lot of fun. So how about that? August 30th through September 6th, those are some opening non-conference games that you can't help but be fired up about.
Definitely.
You know, that is going to be so great. Now, in close, I know we only have a few minutes, but I'm a big entertainment fan.
Yeah.
Seminole. And I wanted to bring this up today, but just complete devastation over. And I don't mean to bring everybody down. What I really want to do is just praise who Robin Williams was.
Yeah.
And everything that he meant to everybody out there. And the stories that you hear from people that actually know him, just what a great guy is. And it's just beyond sad.
Right.
It just is. It's really tough to put into words. I don't even know him. You know, I knew him from, obviously, I knew him from the screen.
Yeah.
I knew him from my daughter growing up watching Aladdin.
Yeah.
You know, I know him from Mork and Mindy. I'm not that old, but I remember Mork and Mindy.
Good Morning Vietnam, Dead Poets Society, you know.
Yes.
Great stuff.
Yes, Flubber, you know, all kinds of, and it's just like, wow.
Yeah.
And it was just complete shock, and it shows the impact that he had on society. And the thing is that a lot of people out there until now, we didn't know half the great things that he did.
Yeah.
When it comes to philanthropy and just the stories that come out now. And it's a shame that sometimes what you wish is that those stories would come out ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
So rest in peace,
rest
Robin
in peace,
Williams,
Robin.
You know? What a great individual that we lost. Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on the Mark Lloyd Show each and every Saturday on Freedom 93 FM. Hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show, Facebook Mark Lloyd Show, and website MarkLloydShow.com. For Eric and Seminole Bill, we'll talk to you next week right here on Freedom 93 FM. See you, everybody.